Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is 6:45, quarter till 7. What can you say about those LSU Tigers, huh? Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
Oh, good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I am doing all right. I was getting around saying instead of the Chanticleers, it should be the Chanta shut the heck up and get back in the dugout. I don't think it changed the game at all, but It was just a bizarre kind of thing, don't you think?
It was bizarre. I think it was bizarre all the way around. I sort of understand what Kevin Schnall was saying, the head coach for Coastal Carolina. The reason why I think on all levels of baseball, even in Major League Baseball, there's just very little tolerance for head coaches or managers in baseball or anybody on the coaching staff to argue balls and strikes. I mean, you can get in a quick little quip here or there. Here it is, though, in the first inning. It's, 97 degrees out, and apparently, there was a lot of chirping going on from Coastal Carolina and some missed pitches that they thought should have been called in their favor. And one of the explanation that Kevin Schnall gave was that he did not hear the warning. It was so loud in the stadium, and one of the reasons why he came out of the dugout was because he could not hear the umpire. And so he wanted to get clarification on why he was warned. But, I mean, the guy's been in life. He's been in baseball his life. He probably knows why the umpire is warning him.
You have to
know that. If you're sitting there yelling about whether a pitch was a ball or a strike and the umpire is looking at you and saying something to you, and it's probably a good chance that you're being warned. But it was a tough situation. It put the umpire in a difficult situation. I don't think he wanted to be, bringing anybody up in the first inning, but at that point, rules are rules and you can't be arguing. And, he kept coming out and approaching the umpire and that was it.
So, one other thing, when it comes to balls and strikes, umpires don't like it when catchers turn around or players have anything to say at all either, right? I mean, they don't.
No. And it's not like you can be just completely mute about it, right? You can say something. I think it's just where you're repeatedly and probably from the. As you saw Kevin Schnall hold up his hand and he had three fingers showing and he said it. He's like, you've missed three pitches so far. And the umpire's probably saying, man, it's the first inning. And if this is the way it's going to be, I'm just not going to tolerate it.
I'm going to put the kibosh on this right away. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, let's talk about the first game on Saturday. It was a long weekend, but the first game on Saturday night and the performance that LSU got out of their pitching staff.
Well, Cade Anderson was absolutely fantastic. When you win a national championship and you cover a team that's won a national championship, you kind of go back to the storylines at the beginning of the season to, try to piece it all together on what a great run it was. And, Cade Anderson established himself as the Friday night starter. But I don't think anybody could have imagined just how dominant he was going to be. I know one of the things that I said about this 2025 team, it's talented, but I don't know if it has the top-end talent as that 2023 team does. Because when you think of Paul Skeens and Dylan Cruz and Tommy White and Trey Morgan and all those guys, I mean, those were some really good players. Well, Cade Anderson emerged as the top pitcher in college baseball. And I don't think anybody could have ever predicted that. I mean, you got to give the guy a lot of credit. His ERA last year against Southeastern Conference hitters was over 20. He only had limited opportunities. He couldn't get anybody out in the SEC last year. And for him to become one of the top pitchers in college baseball gives you a sense of how well this program is identifying talent and then developing talent. That's such a key piece to it all. Nate Yeske, the LSU pitching coach, deserves a lot of credit. And now you're looking at Kane Anderson being a number one pick in the Major League Baseball draft, possibly, just like Paul Skeens was 2 years ago. So just terrific pitching. You only get one run for LSU, but that's all you needed. And you had great defense, too. Michael Braswell, as much as he struggled at the plate, was terrific at third base on Saturday night. So it was a great win, a legendary performance by Kane Anderson.
So when it comes to Sunday, and you got Ianson with the ball doing a great job.
Yeah.
Take me through Sunday.
Well, Sunday, you know, Anthony Ianson, interesting, he gives up two home runs to a team that doesn't hit a ton of home runs, to the bottom of the order. But the key, when you look at this series and how Coastal Carolina was able to produce offensively, it was they would take advantage of teams walking hitters and hit batsmen and stuff like that. Well, LSU didn't allow many free passes. So Coastal Carolina could never really play its game. And Luis Hernandez is also pretty good at throwing runners out. So there were a lot of things that just – so Coastal Carolina had to play a little long ball to actually score some runs on Sunday, which was something that we weren't anticipating them hitting two home runs in a game. But the fact that Ianson and Chase Shores and – Kane Anderson went out and they threw strikes, and that's what they've been doing, you know, in particular Ianson and Anderson all season long. That just really slows Coastal Carolina's game down. It hurts them because they take advantage of pitchers being wild, and that works in the Sun Belt Conference, but it's not going to work against two of the best pitchers in the country. And Ianson was once again really good. Tough conditions to pitch, considering, again, it was hot out and the sun is out, but, man, he did an outstanding job. And once LSU broke through for those four runs in the fourth inning, you had a good feeling that LSU was going to come away with the victory in this one.
Let me take a break. We'll talk about Nate Yeske when we come back. He got a text from Matt Boyd during Saturday night's game, I think it was, in reference to Kane Anderson. And I also want to talk about Skip Bertman and how all this started with LSU, second only to USC in number of total championships. USC has 12, LSU has 8. The population, the size of Los Angeles, okay, you could see USC, but how does Louisiana get that far up in national?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Championship 6:52, 8 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, talking about those world champion LSU Tigers, the 8th championship, second only to USC, who has 12. Take me back to how we get from there to here, and the transformative, I guess, nature of Skip Bertman and how he turned this whole thing around.
Well, I mean, Skip is a master motivator, a guy that certainly is able to see talent, knows the game of baseball very well. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things that I think it was something organic in a way, in that he comes here and there's really not much interest in baseball, and he's got all these ideas, and, you know, he just starts kind of building it brick by brick. And he created a powerhouse there in the 1990s with the 5 national championships. And he got LSU to invest in the program when many other schools were not. And so that helped in the fact that LSU had a leg up over other programs. But, you know, when you see how talented the Southeastern Conference is and how difficult it is, a lot of it is because of what he's done, what he has created, and just the passion that you see for college baseball in the South. A lot of that is what he created. I mean, LSU became the top dogs, and then other programs wanted to get there right there with LSU, and you've seen the likes of Tennessee and A&M and Texas and all these other schools really try to, you know, win national championships in college baseball. But you know, Skip Bertman's a legendary figure, a Hall of Famer for a reason, because he had a vision and he executed. And I would say Jay Johnson, he has a vision as well. And I think this 2025 team is more of a Jay Johnson team than that 2023 team, because this was a team that was very versatile, that he could plug guys, you know, in a variety of different roles, or put this guy here or put that guy there, and they would come through for him. And 2023, that team just had a lot of, just as I mentioned earlier, just a lot of top end talent and a lot of veteran players too. And this was a team that had to come together quickly. There were only 12 guys left after last year's team lost in the Chapel Hill Regional, because whether it was the Major League Baseball draft or some guys went to go see other opportunities. So two championships in 4 years for Jay Johnson, and I don't think he's stopping there.
Is there a guy out there for the basketball program could achieve similar results?
In the basketball program?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think basketball is a little bit tougher just because of, man, how players are moving in and out of that. It's hard, really, really hard to build a program in basketball. LSU's got the right guy in baseball. They have a relentless guy, and I would imagine Jay Johnson's on the phone with recruits right now this morning, yep, or will be this morning, and I'm sure he's visiting somebody this weekend. He's not going to stop with just two national championships.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. I always get greedy, and then I start thinking about basketball, how to turn that around. We'll talk to Joseph Stagney about airport drainage when we come back. WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.